This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron. Big infrastructure projects, like, say, a metro line, take a lot of planning. There's, of course, the cost of the project, figuring out where the rails will go. But there's also the issue of permits, both on the state and the federal level, including permits related to the project's environmental impact.
So in the past, a project comes forward, if you need a federal permit, you have to go and go through every single agency that oversees X, Y, or Z law and get a permit for all the laws that are in that agency's purview. So if you need an endangered species sort of clearance, then you would have to go through the Interior Department. If you need a water clearance, you might have to go through EPA. You might have to go to the Fish and Wildlife Service. There are all these steps that you would have to go through, and each agency does their own sort of analysis, so that can take a little bit of time.
This review process on the federal level dates back to more than 50 years ago, when President Richard Nixon signed a law that's been known as the Magna Carta of environmental law.
Each of us all across this great land has a stake in maintaining and improving environmental quality, clean air and clean water, the wise use of our land, the protection of wildlife and natural beauty, parks for all to enjoy. These are part of the birthright of every American.
It's a pretty succinct rule, the National Environmental Policy Act, but it basically gives guidance to how all the federal agencies are supposed to interpret environmental rules. And it's something that administrations can change. It's difficult to challenge because it is a rulemaking, and it just goes through the Administrative Procedures Act.
This law, the National Environmental Policy Act, is commonly known as NEPA. And despite being passed by a Republican president, it has been targeted by industry leaders for years. And on Wednesday, President Trump announced huge changes to the way the administration will apply the law.
This is a truly historic breakthrough, which means better roads, bridges, tunnels, and highways for every UPS driver and every citizen all across our land.
Today, my colleague Zach Coleman will talk about the president's announcement. It's Thursday, July 16th, and I'm Kelsey Tamburino.
So the president announced changes to the National Environmental Policy Act.
For decades, the single biggest obstacle to building a modern transportation system has been the mountains and mountains of bureaucratic red tape in Washington, D.C.
The changes would impose two-year deadlines on cumbersome environmental reviews, and it would also make some changes such as allowing one agency to spearhead those reviews rather than having every single agency that needs to sign off on various aspects of a project do their own independent review at the same time.
It was so ridiculous. We went through a process for building buildings, usually. It would take forever. By the time you start building, the market changed. You said, you know, the market was good when we started. Now the market's lousy. So you say, the hell with it. We won't build. Sometimes you start building, you say, that was a mistake.
And it would also make some significant changes as to how broadly environmental impacts must be considered.
Wait, can you explain what you mean by which environmental impact must be considered?
Before the changes, there was this concept of measuring cumulative impacts, which would be a way to measure, let's say, the amount of oil that would come through a pipeline if it were built, and the emissions that would come from that oil that gets put through that pipeline and is eventually consumed and burned. But now, the new rule would only require consideration of impacts that are reasonably foreseeable and directly related to that activity.
And Zach, interesting that NEPA was passed by a Republican president, but it was mostly Republicans who have attacked this law most often. Can you talk about what the criticism on it is about?
The basic criticism is the list of things that agencies had to review as part of their environmental reviews had gotten too long, and it had opened up too many avenues for opponents of projects to sue, that things would get wrapped up in litigation in the courts, and it would add to costs of projects and ultimately make them either not worth going through with or way costlier than people had imagined before and taking much more time. environmental groups would say, look, if you do this process right, if there are actually no environmental impacts, if you involve the public to see whether this is something a community actually wants in their own backyard, then this isn't going to be painful. You're going to get your project done.
And the president had spoken against NEPA way earlier in his administration.
For the first time in over 40 years, today we're issuing a proposed new rule under the National Environmental Policy Act to completely overhaul the dysfunctional bureaucratic system that has created these massive obstructions.
But now the official changes to the rule are coming just months before an election where he could lose the White House. If that's the case, it's kind of too late to make these changes, no?
I think there's certainly going to be some bureaucratic lag in terms of, you know, this is how we do things now and getting people to actually fall in line with that. There's still this question, if you're, you know, someone at the Fish and Wildlife Service, of, you know, can I rush my analysis here? You already saw the Trump administration got their hands slapped by the courts in the past few weeks for inadequate environmental reviews on the Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipeline. So even if you set these deadlines, it might not make the machinery of bureaucracy work much faster. There are some changes that they've implemented that should help that process. But can you get it done under 2 years? I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen. And if this administration ends in a few months, I don't know how many new projects will get across the finish line before then.
Also, the Trump administration on Wednesday ratcheted up its effort to keep two massive Russian pipelines from getting finished.
Today, the Department of State is updating the public guidance for CATS authorities to include Nord Stream 2 and the second line of Turk Stream 2.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced an expansion of sanctions to include investments and other activities related to the Nord Stream 2 and Turk Stream pipelines, which would stretch Russian export of natural gas to Europe.
It's a clear warning to companies aiding and abetting Russia's malign influence projects will not be tolerated. Get out now or risk the consequences.
Keeping the pipeline projects from finishing has long been a priority of the administration and of Congress, as the U.S. worries that European energy dependence on Russia would expand Moscow's influence.
Let me be clear. These aren't commercial projects. They are Kremlin's key tools to exploit and expand European dependence on Russian energy supplies. Tools that undermine Ukraine by cutting off gas transiting that critical democracy, a tool that ultimately undermines transatlantic security.
But Germany, which is where the Nord Stream 2 pipeline would arrive, has said the Nord Stream line is a commercial project. And German leaders have warned that expanded sanctions would interfere with the region's ability to manage their own infrastructure. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Chevron has spent over $1 billion building one of the largest integrated carbon capture and storage facilities, capable of capturing up to 4 million tons a year. Learn more at chevron.com/possibilities.